We're doing brachot of Yud Amud Bet. Amar Rav Chanin told afilu Baal HaChalamot omer lo la'adam lemachar u'met. Even if the guy who's master of dreams tells the person, tomorrow you're dying, al yimna atzmo min rachamim, he shouldn't prevent himself from asking, from davening to Hashem. Shneimar, as the verse says, kivrov chalamot v'avalim u'dvarim harbeh, ki et Elokim yira. In spite of many dreams, and in spite of all kinds of foolish things, the important thinking Solomon says is, be a God-fearing person. Talk to God, he runs the show. Miyad, right after Yeshayo tells his that's it, it's over, you're a dead man. What does Chizkiyo do? Chizkiyo turned his face to the wall and prayed to Hashem. My kir. What's he doing turning to the wall? Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, mekirot libo. Kir doesn't mean literally the wall, but rather that it's the thoughts in his heart that he turned to. Shneimar, as the verse says, Me'ay ma'ay ochila kirot libi. My innards, they pray the walls of my heart. Kirot libi could mean the walls of the heart. It means the inner thought. That's also the term in Tanakh, mashtin bekir. Mashtin could mean one who has thoughts, ashtonot, thoughts. Kir is kirot libi, the thoughts of my heart. So, Rabbi Levi Amar Aliskekir. So the first understanding is he turned to the wall means internally he focused on prayer. Rabbi Levi gives another understanding. It's talking about the wall. What's the wall that he turned to God about the wall? Amalifanav, what he said before the Creator was, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Uma Shunamit, the Shunamis who took care of Elisha, Shelo Asta La Kirachat Ktana. She only made one little wall, a little mechita in her house to give room for the prophet to sleep. Echayitet Bena, you brought her son back to life. Avi Abba, my grandfather Shlomo Shechipa et Haichal, Kulo b'kesef uv'zahav, he invested all so much gold and silver to line the walls of the Heichal in your honor. Al achat kama b'chama, how much more so should you heal his son, meaning me, who isn't yet dead? You brought a kid back to life because someone put up one wall. Well, then you should bring me back to life because my grandfather, meaning Shlomo, he gave so much gold and silver in your honor. Remember, please, how I walked before you with truth and a whole heart, and I did that which was good in your eyes. What does it mean, I did that which is good in your eyes? Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, this is the connection of this sugya to our Gemara, that he aligned his recounting of redemption in the last blessing of Shema with the Shmon Esrei, meaning he davened Vesikin, he'd always get him right aligned. He'd get the Geula directly before the Tefillah, directly with his Shmon Esrei. It means that too. But it means he got it just right. Rabbi Levi says, you know what was the great thing that he did? He said, I did that which was good in your eyes. Sheganah Sefer Refuot. That he hid the book of cures. They had a book which you could look inside and cure any illness. And then no one asked God for mercy. Then no one was praying because if they had an illness, they just opened the book and got better. And they didn't realize that an illness is a message. It's a warning sign from heaven. So he hid it so that people wouldn't have easy access to it, and they would pray. Tanu Rabbanan, we have the following braisa. Shisha dvarim asa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There are six things that Chizkiyahu the king did. Al gimel odulo. Three of them the rabbis agreed with. Al gimel odulo. Now, three of them, they did not agree with them. Al gimel odulo. What are the three they agreed with him on? Ganas sefer refuot. He put away this book of cures. Vodulo. The rabbis agreed. Kitet nechash anechoshet. He took that copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu had made when the Jewish people were dropping dead from the snakes biting them and people started worshipping that snake. So he ground it up, even though it was something Moshe Rabbeinu did. Vodulo. The rabbis agreed with him. Girarot motavivam tash. And when it came time to take his father Menashe, who was a very wicked king, Achaz ben Yosef, who was a very wicked king, and it came time to bury him, he didn't treat him with any great honor. He wanted to show, no, the guy was wicked. We don't put him on gold and silver beds like other kings, but rather he put him on a plain bed of rope and led him to be buried. Ve'odulo, and the rabbis agreed with him that this was proper. Ve'al odulo, there were three other things that he did that the rabbis did not agree with. Satame Gichon, he closed off the waters of the Gichon, the waters of the Shiloach, because he didn't want the Assyrian king to come and lay siege and find that he'd have plenty of water when he's laying siege on Jerusalem. And that the rabbis did not agree with him. Velo dulo, they didn't agree with his doing that. Katzatz deltot echal v'shigam lemelech Ashur. He cut off the precious metals on the doors of the Heichal and sent them to the Assyrian king as a bribe. Velo dulo, the rabbis didn't agree he should have done that. Iber Nisan ben Nisan velo dulo, and he also declared it a leap year in Nisan, and the rabbis didn't agree that you could do that. You can't make a leap year in Nisan. So the Gemara says, how could he do that? We have a derivation from the Pasuk. This month is the first of months. You can't play games with Nisan. Once Nisan enters, you can't make it into Adar and say it's a leap year. Elano, it doesn't mean literally that he said, okay, no more Nisan, now we're calling it Adar. To Abid Shmuel, he erred in the thing that Shmuel taught them. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel taught, En mabrinta shana biyom shloshim shel Adar. If the 30th day of Adar comes, and we did not see a new moon, so this year Adar is a full month. So maybe you'll say, just like I can make it into a leap year, any time within the month of Adar, I could do it on the 30th day of Adar as well. That's what Chizkiyo did. Shmuel says you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because technically, this day could have been Nisan. Some months have 29 days, some months have 30 days. The 30th day could have been Nisan. Even though this year it did not turn out to be Nisan, you are still prohibited from making it into a leap year on that day, just like you couldn't do it on Nisan. And he erred in that. He thought that you don't say, being that it could have been Nisan, therefore you're not allowed to make it into Adar. Well, it isn't Nisan. And he was in error. The rabbis held that being that it could have been Nisan, you're already precluded from making it into a leap year and adding an Adar base to the year.
Not like Shmuel.